Generally speaking, it's much worse here in Florida, but there's also significant areas of problems in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Those states that had the largest amounts of the excessive home inventory also had huge amounts of foreclosures. There's also a significant portion of foreclosures occurring in a number of other states, especially in urban areas where there were a lot of mortgages written that have now come into default, Tom.
Well, why Florida, Hank? Why is the situation worse here?
We had some of the highest speculative boom, and so the resulting bust is very large as well.
Well, how large a part of the housing market are we actually talking about here? How much of the, what percentage of the housing market currently consists of these foreclosed homes or distressed sales?
Statewide, sales are somewhere between 40 and as much as 70%, depending upon the market. So all of the sales that occurred in Orlando, for example, 70% of them were foreclosures or distressed sales, foreclosures being most of them.
Now, I know in many of these so-called distress sales, the home ends up selling for a very low price. That has to have a substantial impact on the home sales market.
Absolutely. The pricing for the distressed sales that include the foreclosures, the average price for a single-family home was about $71,000 here in Orlando. The average price in the normal market was over $157,000.
So now that these investigations have begun, as we said, a number of the major lenders have said that they will at least temporarily halt foreclosure proceedings. What impact is that moratorium going to have on the Central Florida housing market, Hank?
Well, it means that there won't be any more foreclosures for a period of time. If that period of time is very short, then it won't have much effect on the market. If that period of time is very large, Tom, it'll have a substantial effect on the market in a number of different ways. First, as we've said, the majority of sales, 70% of the sales were distressed sales, most of those foreclosures. So that portion of the market would go away if there aren't new foreclosures. Secondly, the foreclosure activity is clearing out this excess inventory of homes that people can't afford, that are troubled, that are overhanging the marketplace. Remember that the pricing for the distressed and foreclosures are half of the normal price. So this volume of foreclosures that's processing through the market now at low prices is going to get absorbed over time. If we stop that process, then the inventory of homes to be foreclosed will continue to overhang the market and will continue to cause market disequilibrium.
Well, you know, these are people's homes at stake here, and some people are asking, you know, rather than the extreme step of foreclosure, why not the banks try to work out a deal with the homeowners and maybe restructure these loans so that the bank eventually gets paid and people don't lose their homes?
Well, there's been a lot of government programs and push to do that, but it's obviously very complicated and difficult because there's so many players. We have to remember that many of these mortgages were carved up and then pieces of them were sold into different mortgage-backed securities. And so it's very difficult to get all of the lenders to agree to a restructuring. It can't be done Tinkerbell style by waving a magic wand. It just don't work that way. And so because of all the moving parts and the difficulties, this has been a very long and drawn-out process, especially for the private banks, where they don't really hold the mortgages anymore. They've been chopped up into pieces and sold to hundreds of different investors.
So if we follow this through, what is the larger impact of this moratorium on Central Florida's economy?
Well, it's going to have a negative impact on housing markets, which has been one of the biggest breaks on our economic recovery. So the sooner we get through the recovery process, the better. And part of that recovery process is the pain of the foreclosures. That said, we do need to burnish the integrity of the foreclosure process. It's now been blemished in this concern about the integrity and legality of many of these foreclosures. So that piece needs to be fixed. That said, we need to get through it and get this done with.